Welcome to the Leadership Podcast with Pastor Sam Carr. Here you'll learn godly principles and real-world techniques for leading effectively.
Hello, everyone. I'm Pastor Sam Carr. Welcome to the podcast today. Hey, I've got my good friend, Pastor John Welch from The Dwelling Place in Lake Charles with me again today. John, good to have you today.
Pastor Sam, as always, it is great to be here. I always look forward to this.
Well, I'm glad you came. I know you're busy, but we put you to work this week teaching in the Bible school and the youth conference and podcast. And
I'm here to serve, whatever I can do.
You're not getting paid, though. I just want you to know that.
That's fine.
Okay,
that's fine.
Just want you to know that.
Being here is payment enough.
That sounds kind of self-serving right there. No, I know you're sincere about it. But it's really good to have you with us, and I know God's doing great things at the Dwelling Place.
He is, yeah. We're really excited about the season that we're in. You have surges and forward, and we're in a great surge right now. Mm. We're thankful for
that's
God's
great.
Moving.
Praise God. Moving. That's awesome. I want to share today and probably do this for several podcasts, and I wanted you to hook up with me with this. And I'm going to read this scripture out of 2 Timothy chapter 2, beginning in verse 3. It says, "You therefore," Paul was talking to Timothy, but to any minister, I believe, or leader, "you therefore must endure hardship as a good soldier of Jesus Christ. No one engaged in warfare entangles himself with the affairs of this life, that he may please him who enlisted him as a soldier. And also, if anyone competes in athletics, he is not crowned unless he competes according to the rules. The hardworking farmer must be first to partake of the crops." Then Paul said, "Consider what I say, and may the Lord give you understanding in all things." And so I want to talk about this in relationship to being in the ministry, being a pastor, really, or being a leader, no matter what your calling is, this is very pertinent to how you are to live your life.
Absolutely.
Because what I have found, John, over the years is that many, and I'm sure you've seen this as well, many times people fall back because they don't continue in what they started.
It's good.
They try to go a different direction, or try to do this or try to do that, and end up confused even about their own identity in the ministry.
Yeah, yeah.
And so one of the things that Paul was trying to bring clarity to Timothy about was some leadership principles that would keep you focused on what, not what you want, but what God wants for your life and how you're supposed to live your life. The first thing it says is, and I'm glad you're here today, it says, "You therefore must endure hardness as a good soldier of Jesus Christ." Now, that's something that I don't think many ministers even ever think about.
Yeah.
That they're soldiers.
Yeah.
They're soldiers in an army, and we don't war against flesh and blood.
Yeah.
That's not our warfare, but we are soldiers.
Yeah.
And the word there, soldier, means warrior.
Yeah.
And it's a common term for a soldier. So we all know that and know that that's the way we're supposed to operate. You should anyway.
Absolutely.
But it gives you a different frame of mind if you do, because it says endure hardship as a good soldier of Christ Jesus. The word there is the word hardness. There's going to be trouble.
Absolutely.
There are going to be problems.
Yeah.
But you have to endure because you're a soldier.
Yeah.
Now, I know you were in Iraq during the desert storm.
Yeah.
And I'm sure it was real easy while you were over there, huh? It was club
absolutely
med for you, right?
We just hung out and had a great time. No, there were some very stressful times involved in that. Pastor Sam, I'll never forget when I signed on the dotted line,
right.
I knew and realized that being a soldier there's a really good chance that, I could find myself in combat one
right
day.
Sure.
And I think that's important for anybody going into the ministry. You need to know that up front, that there are, as you're saying, there are challenges that are going to come. But you know, I don't know if you know this or not, but both of my grandfathers were also in World War II.
Oh.
Yeah, and one of them actually fought in the Battle of the Bulge.
Wow.
And I remember him talking and telling me mm-hmm. about what they experienced, how he felt yeah. during that battle, which was yeah. one of the greatest battles in the European wow. campaign. But I remember him saying this, that one of the things that they didn't do is that they refused to give up and give in.
Wow.
Even though the weather was bad
yeah,
and they
it
were
was
cut
hard.
Off from supplies and the
yeah.
Germans were pounding them, mm. that they never, ever gave up.
Yeah.
They knew that there would be an answer that would come through. And then on the December morning,
yeah, exactly
of course,
right.
it came through
it
and
did.
It broke through, absolutely.
Yeah,
but
that was
it
amazing.
Came as a result of not willing to give in and not willing to throw in the towel. And quit.
Here's the thing I think a lot of times we don't understand, John, about being a soldier is that different standards apply.
Yeah.
You can't go when you want to go.
That's right.
Do what you want to do.
That's right.
You do what you're told.
That's
you,
right.
You are on a path and you don't just say, hey, I'm calling in sick today.
That,
I
that's
mean,
right.
You know, you have work to do, you have an assignment. And it is an endurance. I mean, I was thinking about this. Even getting to Iraq probably wasn't any fun.
No, it wasn't.
You
no.
know,
no.
I mean, going over there just to travel. You know, the way you guys had to travel.
Oh man, they packed us in like cattle. You know, and traveling across several time zones
yeah,
to get there.
Yeah.
But Pastor Sam, you're right. And I think one of the keys there to preparing is being willing to have authority in your life and submit to authority
right.
in your life.
Well, that's really good.
You know, I remember yeah. when we were in basic training, I remember one of our drill sergeants saying that if you'll just listen to him, if you'll just get this in you, it could very well save your life.
Yeah,
one day.
I believe that.
And so, yeah, there's absolutely that mm-hmm. preparation time, and there are
yeah.
times that are difficult in preparing.
Mm-hmm.
But if you'll prepare now, it'll pay off big
yeah.
time later.
And here's the thing. If you're in the ministry, you're going to endure hard times.
Yeah.
They're going to be challenges.
Sure.
And you, especially when you begin,
yeah.
You're going to have to understand that you're going to have to endure some things. And there's no secret to that word endure. I mean, it means exactly what it says. You got to suck it up and hang on.
And be uncomfortable.
Yeah.
It's going to be uncomfortable.
Be
uncomfortable. That's what the word endure
yeah.
means, movement.
Yeah.
Even when you are uncomfortable.
Exactly right.
Tough.
Yeah. I remember a sad story. I had a pastor friend many years ago when he first started in the ministry. He took a little church really out in the desert, out in the Southwest. I mean, it was one of these where you drive into town, the rattlesnakes are on the road,
oh,
you know, that
oh,
kind of thing.
Oh, yeah,
you know?
Yeah.
And he had a small baby, and he said, we didn't, the place we lived, you know, just like a little one-bedroom house, and he said the baby slept in one of the drawers in the
oh,
you know, that where you put your clothes. They just pulled it out and put
oh,
the baby in that.
Wow.
And the baby got sick. And they were praying and they were believing God, but you know, they didn't have any money.
I yeah.
mean, it was, the church was small, and so he went to the board of the church and said, I've got to have some money for my baby, and they wouldn't give him any.
Mm.
You know, that hardship was stamped on his rest of his ministry.
Yeah.
He lost his ministry because of it.
Wow.
Because He could not endure that.
Yeah.
Look, I'm not saying it's easy, and I'm not saying everybody's going to face that, but there's got to be that endurance and enduring no matter what, no matter what the cost. I mean, I know missionaries, they've lost children on the mission
oh, yeah.
field, but you don't quit.
That's
you
right.
know, and that's the hardest thing probably in the world, but you don't quit. You just keep going and you keep pushing.
Absolutely. You know, and you look at what Paul's telling Timothy. Timothy's a young pastor, all right? And you know, those that are listening understand that in 1 Timothy, when Paul wrote 1 Timothy, things were great.
Yeah, exactly.
2 Timothy,
exactly.
things were falling apart.
Yep.
It was very difficult.
That's exactly right.
And that is the reason Paul wrote
mm-hmm.
Timothy and said, as a soldier, son,
yeah.
you've got to endure. You got to fight this.
Yeah,
don't
exactly
stop, don't
right.
give in.
Yeah. yeah. Well, look, here's the thing. That we need to understand. And this is something that I really thought was really cool when I read this. It says, "You endure hardship as a good soldier
yeah.
of Jesus Christ. That word there, good, means brave, noble, true, loyal, first class.
Yeah.
One of the other definitions is excellent in its nature and characteristics, therefore well adapted to the end.
Yeah, it's good.
I like that.
Well adapted.
Well adapted
to
the end.
Yeah.
Wherever you are in your ministry and you know God called you to that, you're well adapted to the end.
Yeah.
And so if you're a good soldier, you're going to endure hardship when it comes and see the end.
Yeah, absolutely.
And that's, to me, that is the one of the greatest things that you know, hey, God didn't put me in here to fail. He didn't put me in here just to get my head beat up. There's a purpose. There's a direction. There's a plan.
Yeah.
And I'm going to stay with it. And I know that I am well adapted to the end.
Absolutely. And Pastor Sam, you know this very, very well. I've learned this from you. Just because you're having some challenges, just because it's tough and just because it's uncomfortable, it doesn't mean you're doing anything wrong.
Exactly right.
That's just...
In fact, you may be doing more right.
That's exactly right. I remember you telling a story one time. You were talking to Miss Becky, and you said, you know, Becky, something's wrong. Something's just not right. And she said, Sam, everything's going well. Everything's great. Everything's smooth. Everything's wonderful. And you said, that's it.
That's the problem.
That's the problem. So I've never forgotten that.
Yeah.
So
well, that's exactly right.
Yeah.
But here's the thing. If you're going to be in leadership, especially if you're going to pastor, and I'm going to just repeat this before we go off today, you must endure hardship as a good soldier.
Yeah.
You're a good soldier.
Yeah.
You need to know God didn't call you thinking you were going to flub up, you weren't going to make it. He called you because he felt like you would be brave, noble, true, loyal. You'd be a first-class soldier. And if you are, then you're going to be well-adapted to finish up this thing and go all the way to the
absolutely.
End.
Absolutely. He believes that about you.
Yeah,
he does.
Absolutely.
He believes that about
amen.
You.
Amen.
Yeah.
Hey, we're so glad you're with us today. We're going to just pick right back up with this and talk some more about this in our next podcast, so you just stay in there with us. God bless you. Glad you're with us today.
Thanks for joining us today on the podcast. The Leadership Podcast is part of Word of Life Ministries in Shreveport, Louisiana. You can connect with Pastor Carr or Word of Life Ministries on our Facebook, Twitter, or at our website, wordoflifecenter.org.